wherever you are in the city of Lagos this beautiful morning. That's one heaven of a jam to kickstart the morning with, especially in the city of Lagos. Ozumbambadiwe, a very popular road in the city of Lagos. For those who do not know, now is a piece of track done by Ricardo Banks. What a way to come back after many months of not hearing from him. Ricardo Banks, one of the nation's finest singing sensations right here.
I love the Amapiano sound. Is it Amapiano?
Absolutely.
I love the sound of that tune. It's amazing how he that had to blend, you know, his Nigerian vibe
to that
particular song. I mean, that tune. It's amazing.
Really amazing. My piano sound has something it does to you. I mean, even though we know we relate that to the South African culture, but I think lately the Nigerian music industry and musicians have taken advantage of that sound, and they're using it so beautiful.
Absolutely.
And it's always a beautiful blend between the Nigerian vibe and the Amapiano sound.
Absolutely. And trust me, Ricardo Bag did justice to that song.
So it's undeniably one of the biggest right now, and we decided to kickstart the show with that, not only because it is about a street or a road, a major road in the city of Lagos. Most people do not know that the other side of the toll gates, you know, when you cross the toll gate, that's like Yekpe. On this side, you know, coming to sound, that's Mbadiwe, Ozumba Mbadiwe. And I'm sure this song is going to call the attention to a lot of people to that. And it's quite a very popular road. And Mbadiwe Road alone is Moneyfield Road. Mm. So you understand when he says, I'm on Ozumba Mbadiwe.
Absolutely.
Left, right, Moneyfield everywhere. Ikoyi on the left, VI. No, depending on what side. Ikoyi on one side, VI on one side. So yeah. I totally agree with him. Everyone wants to be on Ozumba Mbadiwe.
Bifanka. Shout out to you, Lagos. How are you this morning?
Yeah.
Hoping that you woke up on the bright side. Hoping that you had a swell weekend. And hoping that you had a good time with family and friends. And did you go for some Owambe to have a good time with people who got married over the weekend? So if you're part of those people who got married over the weekend, happy married life to you.
Yes, sir. Welcome.
I wish you all the best. Your home is blessed. You say welcome?
Welcome to the family.
Welcome to the family of
the
married folks.
Welcome. No, it's too early to start telling you things. Just enjoy the first few days.
It's blessed for you.
Absolutely. Amen.
Your marriage is blessed. It is blessed. So yeah, welcome Lagos. How are you doing this morning? Welcome to the first half of the show where it's all about you telling us what's happening around your area. How are you feeling this morning? Are you okay, really? Now, when we're asking, we're genuinely asking. We're not just asking because we're on the air that we want to talk to you and want you to talk back at us. No. We're talking to you or asking you this because we absolutely do care. So how are you? What's your state of mind right now? Are you anxious? Are you frustrated about something? Are you a little bit depressed? But how would you know if you're depressed? Anyway, we'll talk about something in that light, but 11 o'clock hour. But hey, first of all, how are you doing? What's going on around your area you want to share with us? What's your mental state right now? What's your state of your mind? Are you happy? Are you excited?
Well, a very valid question. Again, as we proceed, we'll also give you some updates on happenings around Lagos. One of them, the most prominent, is the building collapse, no doubt.
Yeah.
You know, more updates have been coming in our news bulletins here and there. And we hear that more people were rescued off the... That's on Friday. We got news that more people were rescued off the rubbles. And our heart goes out to those who lost their lives and the family of those who lost their lives in that very unfortunate incident.
Mm-hmm.
But lately, have you been going around like, any, if you see uncompleted building, how do you feel? Don't lie. What's the feeling when you just pass through any uncompleted, maybe just 1, 2, 3, 4.
The truth is, I would lie. My heart actually does skip. And then I become conscious, is that building standing straight or not? That's what comes to my mind. I can't even lie.
Yeah.
Like, there's that consciousness of it's possible that, you know, the materials used to build this, you know, the construction site might not be of good standard.
Yep.
And anything could happen. So, yeah, that comes in once in a while. I'm sure I'm not the only one, you know, who would probably be feeling that way when they see any uncompleted construction or building, or if they're anywhere close to a construction site right now. I'm sure that there would be some kind of panic.
Absolutely. And the Nigerian Institute of Building has to do a lot more. I know they're in the news today saying that they're going to collaborate. I just hear about today. I don't know. Well, you understand? So you have to do a lot more. Yeah. You don't wait until there's a collapse before you get to allow this. We know there are a lot of buildings out there. Mm-hmm. But right now, the construction work, what you're doing, it's not up to the standard. There's no doubt that there would be. Yeah. It's just, we just leave everything in the hands of God. God help us. Anyway, that's not our focus, really. Let's not bring that on the point. I just wanted to mention on the side that, hey, guys, if you're traumatized by that experience in Lagos, it's normal, all right? If you start feeling any sound in your building right now, you just look. Maybe you're living downstairs and any sound upstairs, you just be like, please calm down. But it's okay to feel that way because of the happenings lately.
We want to implore you that if you notice any irregularities happening around your area, this is where those are reported. So feel free to hit us up this morning and tell us what is happening around your area. Please do not be quiet and say it's none of my business.
Uh-huh.
Because at the end of the day, what does not haunt you directly finds a way to haunt you indirectly.
Absolutely.
So do say something. 0700-993-993-993. A female-only line is 01465-7190.
For WhatsApp, you can send to 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. See something, say something.
Absolutely.
But most importantly, how are you doing?
How are you, Colin?
I'm doing great. You look...
Anytime you put on... So today I decided to look like you.
Yeah.
I decided to put on
a jacket.
A jacket.
And
and look all stuffed.
You look.
You know what I mean?
You look, take me home right now. No. You look, end the show and let's go home. That's what you look like. Anyways, you look beautiful.
How was your night? So I haven't been having enough sleep lately.
Yeah.
You know how it is when there's something pressing, there's a need pressing and then you need to attend to. And so sleep, one way or the other, just leaves.
Vanishes,
you. Yeah. So recently, I don't think I've been having good sleep and it's all over my face. So yeah, I don't know that I would say I'm fine. I'm fine, but it could be better. Yeah.
Oh, great. Love it.
How are you too?
I mean, almost the same story, you know. When you have these things burning in you, you've got to. And you know how Lagos is. During the day, it's almost like everything, there's a lot of distractions here and there.
True.
Even if you choose to say, okay, I want to be, well, somebody will be shouting, go! You might decide. Or maybe somebody's out here, Ajata, so lonely. Me don't lie anywhere. You know, stuff like that. So because of all those distractions, at night, whenever it's quiet, except for the fireworks lately, you know, it's only time for you to just take advantage of that quietness.
And talking about fireworks, Christmas is just around the corner.
I'm telling you,
and so there will be this knockout and, what's it called,
fireworks. It's against the law.
They'll
catch you knock anything out there. You'll be arrested.
But
since they put that ban on knockouts, knockouts are still, we'll still be seeing knockouts around.
Mm.
So I don't know, Sha, but let's leave that for another day.
Absolutely.
Are you excited about Christmas?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
The phone lines are buzzing. Hello?
All right. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, my name is Peter.
Welcome, Peter. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Yeah, I'm happy. Andre is back. I missed half of some time, anyway.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Concerning the building collapse. There is a building in Igondu here.
Igondu, okay.
Yeah. And I'm an agent, so I took a client for that place.
Mm-hmm.
It's an office. So when I entered the building, I discovered the roof. I thought the roof, the decking is cracked, and they are trying to fix it.
Hmm.
So when I went there after about 2 days, I discovered they just fixed the decking. And people are still coming for the same building to rent it.
Wow.
So I just want to get your notice.
Okay.
If there's anything they can do to stop people from coming to that place.
All right.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much for that report.
Yeah, we
Matters.
Appreciate.
See something.
Say something. So
absolutely.
You said that buildings around Igondu.
Yep. That it's the decking you can show. There are a lot of buildings like that around.
Yeah.
A lot of such buildings. In fact, some buildings that are being constructed, you look at it, you'd be like, this one will stand the test of time like this.
You know? Well, you see, when greed, right, comes to play, and I think that's what we're actually suffering from.
Yeah.
Greed. We just want to make money, you know?
Anyhow. My letter, my words.
Okay. Hello?
Move away from your radio before I... it's too early to give you left hand, sir. Hello.
How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning, my brother. How are you?
We're doing fine. How are you?
Okay. I'm cool. I'm Israel by name.
What's your name?
My name is Israel.
Israel. Okay.
All right.
Welcome, yeah. Israel.
Yeah, it's my first time of Germany.
Yeah, wow. Welcome.
Good
to have you.
My pleasure, my brother. It's a nice program you people are doing. And I pray you keep it up. God bless you.
Amen. Wow. Israel, thanks.
That's all he called for.
That's beautiful.
Okay, hello. But, you want to say something?
No, how are they doing? They should not forget to tell us how they are doing. Go. Before telling us what's happening around the area.
Yeah.
Anyways, the more calls coming in, 0700-993-993-993. For them ladies, you can call
01465-7190.
And for WhatsApp, 0809-597-5805.
And Chimobi is calling from Lagos Island.
Absolutely.
Hello? Hi, Chimobi, welcome.
Good morning.
Mr.
and Mrs., good morning. I'm happy to get you guys online today.
We're glad.
I'm the first time caller.
Yay!
Welcome!
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Anyway, this radio station has been my favorite. And you guys are really doing a great job in people's lives, in Lagos, generally, and humanity. So I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Concerning the Lagos, Ikoyi building, I would advise Nigerians to be careful, one. Another thing is that there is other Ikoyi-like building somewhere in Lagos. So what I would advise government to do, they should put up a very good policy. If possible, why Nigeria is like this? Because we don't have something like death penalty to some kind of mistake people do to make money. If there is something like death penalty, just like what happened in Ikoyi, they'll take up the commissioner or whoever that is responsible. Immediately, mobile court and take him off the society. Other people will learn how they will take up their job serious.
All right.
Look at innocent people that they killed for nothing. And you surprised those who will sweep under carpet. I'm serious.
All right.
That's my point.
All right.
You guys should keep up your job.
Thank you very much. Well, a lot of stuff happening, and that's the most prominent of all the happenings in recent time in Lagos. Mm-hmm. But there are other things going on.
Absolutely.
How are the roads of Lagos lately? How was your experience on the road over the weekend? Because it looks like whether weekend or weekday or Sunday or Saturday, there could be traffic on the roads in Lagos.
Yeah.
What was your experience?
And then, you know, we keep saying that some of the reasons we would experience, or we get to experience traffic, is as a result of bad roads.
Yep.
So there are a lot of roads in Lagos that are totally bad.
I mean, I just pity the people on the island, mostly on the mainland. You know, if this one-way block.
Yeah, there's other ways that you can.
It's only those who don't know their way that will be stuck in one particular. Mm. You just find yourself. There's a way to link to it. It's like it's mainland now. But on the island, once you have entered.
Like it.
Would you want to, if you like, go corner, you're still coming out to the same road. Oh, my God. Oh, what an experience. Hi.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive. Welcome.
The microphone too heavyweight, woman and man. I want to remain anonymous.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Hello. Hello.
I'm sorry, just pause. Like, what did I just say? Did I just give my name?
Even if he chooses to go anonymous, we're no comrades, Gomoko.
from the intro, we didn't know. Oh my God. We're hearing from Lagosians this morning. What's most prominent on their list in terms of worries or happenings in the neighborhood? And we also want to find out how you're doing. See something, say something is what we call it. The feel of Lagos.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Hola.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, this is Benjamin Conan on the line.
Hi, Benjamin.
Wow, I'm so glad I could call in this morning.
And we're waiting for your What's Up Lagos.
Yeah, What's Up Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Wow, you guys are doing a very wonderful job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Seriously, you guys are just, I don't know how to describe you guys. Different day, different topics. Different day, different topics. No, you guys are the bomb. I give it to you guys.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Really, you guys just make me laugh, smile every day. You guys cracks me up. Wow. Each and every day of the week.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. That's a great thing to say.
That is.
Beautiful. Well, we are going on a break in just a moment. When we come back, we'll hear more from the Goshens. How are you feeling? Did you go for any Owambe? Owambe. Were people wearing their masks? How easy is it to wear masks and stay in a party? How difficult? What are the challenges? Those who wear glasses and masks. These are common. They don't talk to us. They don't talk about these things. But we face a lot.
What do you face?
We face a lot.
What do you face?
You wear glasses and masks?
Oh, what? What exactly do you face?
It's one.
I want to know.
You breathe into the, you breathe, and the glasses going the, what do you call it?
Oh, okay, that, yeah.
All right.
Is it vapor?
The vapor goes, sticks to the glasses.
Yeah, you have
you
to.
You know, you have to now find the way of breathing, whether it's breathing under. So you can't breathe with your nose, you have to breathe your mouth. So it's a tough place to find yourself.
Yeah, I think I get that.
I know, nobody has said it, we have said it today. We'll be right back.
Welcome back, Lagos. 10:35 on the clock is What's Up Lagos with the Techers. I am Andrea Oduobi. Take it.
And this is the voice of the microphone heavyweight, Collins. Take care. Stay tuned as we are finding out from you how you're doing wherever you are in the city of Lagos. And we try to, you know, just hear what you've seen and that you'd like to say as we proceed on the show. Well, most importantly, how you're feeling, how the weekend went for you.
The ferry lines haven't changed.
0700-993-993-993.
The female only line 01465-7190.
Still finding out to connect with the WhatsApp, but as soon as you can get that, you can send yours to 0809-597-5805. How you doing, Lagos, Nigeria? More calls coming there. I haven't heard from any lady today, and that's
no, we'll hear from one now. Okay. We'll hear from one now. Chinwe is on the line.
Hi.
Hi, Chinwe. Welcome.
Thank you. It's my first time of calling on the show.
Okay, wow, good welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you. So I heard Collins mention putting on glasses and face masks together.
Yes, yeah.
So I have the same problems as a dentist. I have to cover my eyes and protect them when I'm walking. So I see the steam come up on my glasses and I'm not able to see properly.
Oh-ho.
So I have to go online to research on what to do.
Okay.
And I found that what I need to do is use a plaster or whatever it is that you can use to hold the face mask to your nose so that the steam doesn't pass through from your face mask to your glasses. And that has been doing wonders for me. I just thought I could
share.
Say that.
Great, fantastic. So I'm not alone in this. Thank you so much, Chinwe, for sharing.
Thank you, Chinwe. Wow. I mean, that was helpful.
Very. I know some people have been struggling with it all their lives right now. Like, what do I do?
I mean, like what she said, if you are struggling with your face mask and your glasses, where that you breathe and you can see the steam on the glasses, she just gave us a very good and helpful tip. Get yourself either a plaster
or anything. That,
or I think also sellotape. Sellotape could work.
Yeah, I really look, man.
They're transparent sellotapes now.
Okay.
Just
put in.
So you can just use that to hold the face mask on your nose.
So when you breathe, the air goes under by force.
Yeah.
Depending on it.
Coming up.
It depends, though. If your nose is facing up, there are different types
of. Collins is back. What do you mean? There are different kinds of nose.
I won't say about that.
I don't.
The shape of our nose is different.
So their nose does something up like this.
Their nose is depending. If your nose is already up.
How do you mean by nose up?
If you want to smell something, how do you do? How does if you want to smell, like,
uh-huh,
you know, you open your nose.
Yes.
There are people who naturally their nose already like that.
Oh,
it is not. It's a pride. They look beautiful in it.
I'm not saying nobody looks, but I'm wondering.
But if your nose is up, would that work? So it depends on the size, the shape of your nose. You now determine how.
When you say the shape of your nose, that's a lot better. They say your nose is up. I don't know how to. I don't even know how to picture it in my head. Somebody's nose.
Oh my God! Don't mind me. You know, I'm happy that came up. Really.
Yeah.
Because some people will be like, I don't even know. That could be the reason some people are not wearing nose masks.
I agree with you. Hello.
Cheers to life.
Yes, second time caller.
Welcome.
yes, Collins. I want to report my wife first of all. That's why I called.
Okay.
She's sitting beside me.
I can hear her laugh.
All right, let's hear it.
I woke up this morning and my wife was preparing my baby's food.
Okay.
And I came down and I said, babe, what did you make for Zimi? She said, why are you asking me that question? I said, I just asked you, what are you preparing for my son?
He
said, you already know I'm making rice. You saw the rice and you're asking me. I'm like, this is how you reply me. I'm just checking to see if everything is in order.
B?
And she changed it for me. She just changed it for me. Every time I ask you a simple question, you can just tell me, babe, I made rice, I made stew, and I packed his lunch. Finish.
Can I speak on her behalf?
You know this is a common thing. You know why she wants to speak?
Hello. It's not support. Let me speak on her behalf.
Speak on my behalf.
Yes, I'll defend you. Let her defend you.
Because I know, I understand that she's heavy. Uh-huh. And you know, my wife is a nurse and she does 24 hours and all that. I know all those stress. But I'm trying on my own part too.
She does normal question. Abi.
And she's not changing for me. So what I did now, I said, all this change, you follow me to work today. You come and follow me and stress in the office. You can't be changing it for me. I need to work, come back, suffer with me.
I can relate. I can totally relate to that. Sometimes we don't have the answers to why simple questions cannot be responded to simply by just explaining.
Very simple stuff to know.
So I totally understand. But you know, we still love them all the same. Nothing we can do.
My wife,
this is. Uh-huh. I can't
even argue that. I'm already forgiving her, but I needed to report her.
All right. Thank you so much for bringing
this
to notice.
And the last time I called, the first time I called, actually, you were not in the studio.
Okay.
I'm happy I got through today.
Wow.
And thank you guys for what you guys are doing.
Thank
and Collins, whenever people call and scream "What's up, Lagos?" and you scream "Yes," trust me, that brings life to people.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
And you too. I hope I'll get through next time.
You will.
God bless you. God bless your wife. God bless your beautiful family.
God bless you too. God bless
Amen.
You too.
Wow. Let's bring it back to the studio.
What is it?
Did you hear that?
Uh-huh.
You heard it?
Yes.
Does it sound familiar?
Yes.
It does.
Yes.
What is difficult with straight answers? Because your church mind go ask questions.
Let me make you understand something. That's why I said I want to speak on her behalf.
All right. Go ahead.
There's such a thing as mood.
Mood, okay.
Yes. There are times where you're not in the mood to shalaye.
Is it not this same matter we talked about the other time? That your husband will say he's not in the mood to respond. And you say, okay, it's all right. So this mood is one side.
There are two different things. Did you hear that? She's heavy.
Yes, I know.
Right?
I understand that.
So there's quite a lot going on. The hormones are, saying some kind of things there.
I have to agree because women, you have more hormones.
So it's not even about being rude.
Yeah.
It's not even about being, aggressive.
Yeah.
It's not even about trying to disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more of
wrong timing.
Exactly. It's more of wrong timing. It's more of wrong. This time I'm overwhelmed. Can you just leave me alone? Can't you see that I am doing this?
What are you making? Was the simple question.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I'm making rice and
right,
stew.
Not in the right mood or frame of mind to answer the question. So which is more difficult? Well, I mean, you can see what I'm doing, can't you? You see, that moment is don't stress me. I'm already stressed. Don't stress me.
We love you all the same. But no matter what, we still love you. But we want you to understand us better.
We want you to understand us better too.
All right, guys. If you're in that situation, you know this fight. You see the way that man called and explaining that. That's the best way. That man is a special man. That's the way to go about it.
I mean, that's
some people will just pack. That's when their ego will now come on and say, what do you mean? Mm. I'm asking you a simple question. You cannot answer. What's this? Are we mates? Who's the man in this house? Let's take the next call.
All right. Hello. Okay. 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
What's up, bro? What's up, Nigeria?
Chest alive.
Chest alive. Yes.
Well, the other day, I was in... traveling along the express.
Okay.
I'm coming back from Ibadan.
Okay.
So, someone was admiring two of you.
Oh.
The guy was saying that he would love to have a wife like yours.
Ah.
In Igbo language, they used to say, what am I going to do? A job. A job. A job. A job. So, that guy who is saying this thing, I want to ask him if he is like this man. You want this wife? Are you like this man?
That's too hard.
Are you will you be compatible?
Will you be understanding?
Mm-hmm. That is it. So if you are, this is a perfect match anyway.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I love the way you handle things on radio.
Wow. Thank you.
It's perfect. I love it.
Thank you so much. We didn't get your name, sir.
I'm first time caller. My name is Emmanuel.
Oh, Mr. Emmanuel. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I want to go to tell you before that I admire everything you do on radio.
Every bit of it. Thank you.
I'm also happy that I have that kind of companionship.
Wow. Beautiful. Wow.
I didn't cut my wife for one day.
Wow.
Only when I didn't cut my wife for one day.
Wow.
I met my wife on the 17th of that December. I married her on the 4th of January.
Wow.
The next year. So, within 2 weeks. Until today, nobody has come between us. And we have not even talked to each other harshly. Just like that.
Wow. That's a great blessing. Congratulations.
Congrats.
Thank you so much. Yes.
She's working at the university. I'm a businessman.
Wow.
I've been in business services before.
Wow.
So, this life is all about that. Everybody should have left what people are doing. I love it.
Wow. Thank you.
People will use you here to know how you live at home.
Wow.
No perfect marriage.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
But that's my quarrel.
That's right.
Once the TR pass, and the most important thing is, are you able to resolve it within minutes?
That's it. That's right.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
And you too. Thank you. Wow. A lot of commendations here and there.
Right.
I love the fact that no marriage is perfect. Mm-hmm. There's always going to be no relationship generally,
absolutely,
not just marriage, even businesses. Mm-hmm. You have to manage it.
Yeah,
you have to find where to do it, how to do it, and that's exactly what we do.
Absolutely, Chike. Hi, what's up, Lagos?
Chike, don't call me Ichi. Now you.
How you singing?
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
This time it is Chike.
Yes, how are you?
Good morning. I'm calling from Apapa.
Okay. Wow, how's Apapa this morning?
I have 3 things to say in your program.
All right.
Okay. Number one, about the building collapse.
Mm-hmm.
Colin.
Yes.
You know, in this country, we are good in cutting corners. You know that building collapse there? It's caused by substandard materials. Now the question is this: what is the work of Standard Organization of Nigeria? I've been opportune to visit one of the iron construction company in this Lagos. My God, what these people are producing? 16mm rod, they will reduce this to 6mm rod. Colin, have you ever been to go to this Apapa where they are molding blocks, the whole block? The cement there, one bag of cement, they will use about 1/3% to produce a block. Why wouldn't that building collapse? What is the work of standard organization? They will tell you they are coming to inspect the place only for you, for them to be bribed. They will go back. Secondly, pure water producing company, those who that are producing water and the surface water, you know what is happening? I'm into the business. They will not tell you that they are coming to inspect your factory. Only for one woman to tell you to put some money for them in the envelope. They will not even enter your factory. Only as soon as they arrive, you bring 150,000 or 100,000 and give them the pass to the office. The quality of water we are drinking in this country is far, far, far below standard.
All right.
I'm talking about building industry. I will not be diverted to pure water production company.
That's right.
I want you people to run a program on what is happening in this country. Corruption is endemic.
All right. You made your point. Straightforward. And at the moment, he just moved on to Collins. As if, I mean, I first fear now. I said, but we get discussion before. And then he wants to, you know, continue from there. And all that. And I was wondering whether what you were saying does not even concern you or because I don't understand the Collins. Do I work for SON? Anyway, but your points are taken. We appreciate you for that. And yes, indeed. I agree. Maybe tomorrow we'll talk about pure water. Have you been suspecting the purity you have been drinking? You think they should look at these companies with particles in them?
I agree.
We'll get to talk about that.
Okay, the phone lines are still buzzing. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. Do you want to give us a situation report happening around your area? Do you want to tell us how you are doing this morning, how you spent your weekend? We're here to have all the gist.
Absolutely.
All of it.
Man, I've missed one bell. I don't know who's on that list too, man.
I have, actually. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. I've been trying to get the mail line, but I was unable to get it.
I know you're reporting yourself. Go ahead.
Okay.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
I'm a first-time caller.
Wow.
From Ojore.
Welcome.
Yeah. I just want to talk about the building that collapsed at Ikoyi. So, I was able to pass through that site, and till now, the dead bodies are still smelling so badly. So, we just hope Lagos State can do something about that. Because it's affecting those that are living around there. They are so complaining about the smelling dead bodies. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling attention to that. Ara Kanu, I hope I'm correct, is calling.
Hello, my friend. How are you, Mr. Collins?
We're fine. How are you
two? Hello, good morning.
What's up, Nigeria? What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive. Welcome. What's your name?
Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God. I like you. You always educate us. I always listen to your program almost all the time.
Okay.
I wish you all the best. And I don't even know where to start from because there's so many issues we have in this country today. Now, an Anambra election, I'm very happy the way they did it peacefully. I like them. I like the IPOP, Ohanaze and the masses, they did well. Could be for them. And second dilemma. Hello, are you with me?
We're here with you. Go ahead.
The patient, the married. If you don't have patience, you cannot live with anybody.
That's right.
Even your wife.
That's right.
Very. I'm living with my wife almost, let's say, 30 years.
Wow.
If you see how we do jokes, Islamically, there's a joke between a man and his wife. At times I would just touch her blade. I say, "You are blade, blah blah blah." From Sokoto State, and later she would touch my blade from Kano State. So we clap.
Wow.
If there's any issue, we sit down, we discuss.
Yeah.
I thank God I have to do some graduate, so we don't have problem. The patient and trust is only what will take us through in this life.
Yeah. Thank you so much. That. Appreciate you for
the
this.
And trust. Have the patient and be trustworthy, so you'll be able to yourself keep in your life. Thank you very much, Mr. Connick, and your sister. Have a nice day.
All right.
Thank you. My sister.
Yeah, my brother.
Okay. Hello?
All right. Kindly turn down the volume on your radio.
Yes, I've done that.
All okay. Right.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
You had the last call before we go on a break. Welcome.
Okay, good morning, Teke. Teke 1 and Teke 2.
Good morning.
How about Teke 3? I heard that he came to the studio last week. You guys don't want him to
Who said
who
he came to the studio?
One?
Who told you?
Uncle Jimmy.
Hey,
we hear it from Uncle Jimmy.
How are we?
He said that he came to the studio, but you guys don't want him to say what's up, Lagos.
Did he tell you that he wants to be a broadcaster? We're going home.
Okay, I want to shout out to this mom.
Listening. All right, it's What's Up Lagos indeed, and this is time for the family talk. Facts have it that a large percentage of Nigerians are depressed. And as a result of the economic situation, the health state of the nation, and the political state of the nation. Now, COVID-19 came again and brought its own form of depression. Because, of course, COVID is linked to a number of things. It's linked to poverty because businesses are affected. It's linked to fear, uncertainty. It is also linked to, of course, the economic state of an average Nigerian.
Mm.
Because people lost their jobs.
Yeah.
Businesses, they're just trying to figure out their way. What's going on? How do I evolve with this new time? Some businesses are yet to recover. Some families are yet to recover from the outbreak of the pandemic. So, aside from its health implication, which affects your health, it also has its attendant effects that comes as a result of the COVID-19 outbreak.
Absolutely. And that's why today we're having this conversation dealing with depression among families. And we want to ask, what are those common causes of depression in a family? What are those common causes? And today we're also going to share with you some of the signs and symptoms. Mm-hmm. That is, if you are experiencing, if you're depressed, sometimes you might not even know that you're depressed.
Mm.
You might be exhibiting some of these signs, but you cannot put a name to it that you are depressed. So today we might be helping you, or we will be helping you with some of those signs to look out for. So if you have been exhibiting some of these signs, you can tell that, I'm probably depressed and I need help.
Mm.
Right.
And that's why with the conversation will go on. Now, another question we're going to ask again is, how do you even identify like a person?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do you even know that you are, what you're experiencing is depression? And how do you deal with it?
Mm.
How do you deal with it, especially in the family? You know, and you've asked about the common causes.
Mm.
It's a major conversation because we believe that. That's why we started by giving the general statistics.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, there are many factors that could lead people into depression already from the general point of view.
Yeah, absolutely.
But as an individual, as a person, how you're managing it, how you're handling it in your family, in your home, you know, goes a long way to determine, you know, how well you would do with the situation of depression,
mm-hmm.
as it were, in our nation. So guys, what would you have to say?
You know, you mentioned some of the causes, some of the things that could probably make an individual depressed,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, put an individual into a state of depression. It could be a toxic relationship. You could be in a toxic relationship, a toxic marriage,
mm-hmm.
and that could lead to depression. It could be that you're not feeling fulfilled in your marriage or in your relationship. It could be that, for instance, maybe my dad has been requesting that I you know, read a certain cause.
Yep.
And I don't want to read that cause. And I'm forced to read that cause. I'm not finding fulfillment doing that cause. And, you know, and then I start feeling less of myself. And then I don't longer want to eat the kind of food I used to eat. I don't longer enjoy the places I love to go to. I can't even face my dad to have a conversation with him. I'm always in my shell. This could be, these are actually obvious signs of depression, but that could be a reason for an individual child, you know, to fall into depression, or even a married couple to fall into depression.
Absolutely. Some people, even it's at work, you know, you go to work, there's a certain boss that is always wanting you to do what you know you don't like doing, or you're not enjoying your job, and then you're just there, you don't feel appreciated, and then who do you talk to? Because everyone is looking like, who do you talk to? Do you call your second staff, I don't feel appreciated? They also tell you, I don't feel appreciated too. You know, it now becomes a general thing, but this is something that you feel that is affecting you, and that could lead you into depression. You get back home, there's nobody to talk to. I mean, you have to deal with other family issues that can also push you into depression. So you could be dealing with multiple depressions, as it were.
So I'm going to give us, I'm going to give some of the signs to look out for if you're experiencing, if you're in a depressed state.
That's right.
Like, remember we said earlier that you might not know that you are depressed.
Yep.
You might not, you cannot just bring yourself to saying that I'm depressed, but you're experiencing some of these symptoms. One of which is feeling sad. You might be excited this moment, and the next minute you are extremely sad, and you don't know why you're sad. You're just sad. Like, when I say sad, 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 sad.
And you can't place it.
You can't place it. It's just a gloomy moment for you. You are not, you don't know how to smile or be happy. You just, you are sad. That's a sign of depression. Another is loss of interest or pleasure in activities that you usually enjoy to do. So if you usually enjoy to do something, you had passion for something, and all of a sudden, that interest to do that thing is no longer there. That interest, that push, that drive to continue that which you used to do is no longer there. That could be a sign that you are in a depressed state.
Sorry.
I can say this for a fact, because I've actually experienced this one too.
Yeah.
Where that, you know, I just wasn't finding interest in the things that I used to enjoy doing anymore. I just, for some reason, didn't want to participate in any activity whatsoever. So that is a state. If you are, if you have experienced that, or you are probably experiencing it right now, there's a tendency that you are depressed.
That's right. Now, talking about, while you, I love the fact that you're sharing some of these ways of identifying the signs to show that someone is depressed. Now, you might be looking at it like, well, that's not my case. The reason you are taking this is because as a family member, or as a friend or loved ones at home or wherever, you also have a responsibility in the lives of those around you.
True.
For example, if you know what the signs of depression is, and you're looking at your sister, your brother,
your wife,
instead of saying, why are you like this? Why are you acting like this? You understand that you have a role to play. You now understand that this person is going through depression. So you might want to ask questions like, okay, how do I, what do I do to help out? So knowing what it is, you also try to find out how to help out, can go a long way in helping people come out of depression.
Absolutely. Another interesting symptom, right, is the loss of appetite.
Ah, that one. I think that means I've been depressed.
No, not all cases now. But that's another symptom.
Right.
That's another symptom to look out for. The loss of appetite, where that, you know, you just find out that you don't want to eat anymore. You don't want to eat anything. You just...
Go ahead.
Now there are two. There are in two parts.
Okay.
Is either that you now want to eat things to feel better?
Okay.
Or you don't want to eat things.
All right.
Right. So for some people, is that they start eating things, maybe taking too much sugar. You know, eating things, eating a lot,
abusing food,
abusing.
We should talk about food abuse one of these days.
So that is a symptom as well.
All right, so I was just going to joke with it that, man, you never see the food. They give you correct, correct amala with begri. I give my word, mix it together. Can't let this, you know, put, it's not begri, which is pushed you by the side. Can't get everything. Give you correct wakoto adjoin. You go chop. your depression will move away, but I know that truly, truly, no matter how the food, you know, when you're depressed and you lose appetite, no matter how beautiful the food is, you may not, you will not look at it.
So let's take it to Lagos.
Absolutely.
Have you been in a depressed state before?
Uh-huh.
Have you had a family member who's been depressed? How did you handle it? How did you deal with your depression? Are you in one now and you're looking for how to probably seek help? You can reach out to us right now, 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. Let's talk about dealing with depression in families.
That's right. And for WhatsApp messages, you can send to 0809-597-5805. We're also streaming live on Facebook and YouTube. On YouTube, it's Nigeria Info FM, and on Facebook's Nigeria Info 99.3. You can drop your comments right there. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Jua. I'm calling for Papa.
All right.
Welcome.
Go ahead.
Talking about depression.
Yeah.
It's a very tough stage. Talking about depression. And, you know, at times, many people want to run away from it. Like, you don't even know what you're feeling. You don't know if you're depressed.
Mm-hmm.
You just feel like, you know, living on another team, you run away from like the next moment.
Yeah.
That's right.
Some people find sport, you know, as a means of helping out. Some people find music to, you know. But depression comes in different ways.
Mm.
It's a matter of how you handle it.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. All right. I love what it said that people judge people sometimes. They don't know what you're feeling, whether you're depressed.
What you're experiencing.
They start judging your action as against finding out why it is. We do that a lot.
I can totally relate. So I'm going to share my own experience, how that I fell into depression at some point in my life.
Yeah.
I experienced a very huge loss of a project that I was working on.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you know about the project.
Yeah,
so I had this content, Andrea and the Girls, I was running since 2015.
Yeah.
And I remember trying to push the content, you know, for TV.
TV, yeah.
And we did a lot of recordings here and there. It was so much work, you know.
Yeah.
Putting the content together from the research state to the recording state to everything. A lot of money and effort and energy with all the girls involved. We did quite a lot to put that,
almost 13 episodes.
Yeah, to put
recorded.
That project together. And everything that was recorded was in your laptop, I remember.
And
your hard drive.
Right, hard drive.
And
in a bag.
And it was in a bag. And then it was kept in your car.
Hmm.
And we stepped out. And we came back. It was stolen. That is, everything I walked on was in that laptop and in that drive. And it was all gone.
Yeah.
And I remember how I was dumbfounded. I was like, what do I do? What just happened to me? I didn't know if I should cry or scream. Or I didn't know what was happening to me, but I just realized that I couldn't feel myself.
Hmm.
And at that point, for days, I bit myself. I was crying. I called myself a failure. I said, you can't do anything else. You are a big failure. This was your fault. Why did you put that in that drive? Why did you leave it in the car? I blamed myself. I couldn't eat.
Hmm.
Whenever I tried to sleep, thoughts just come into my head and I'm awake, my eyes are open and I'm crying again. And you know, this continued for months that I remembered. I was like, so what is now what's the essence? I mean, a lot of people knew that I was about to push this project. A lot of people knew that this was coming, I was going to be big. And there was nothing.
Well, down the drain.
I called myself a failure so many times. I was fully, fully depressed. And I remember at that period, I was withdrawn from family and friends.
Yeah.
I remember that period too. I was aggressive.
Yeah.
I didn't want to talk to anybody. I was always exhibiting anger.
Mm-hmm.
Like there was this anger I was always exhibiting. It was intense. But you know, after a while, I had to seek help because I knew that this was actually really getting to me.
That's right.
I had to seek help.
Were you judged by people around
I was.
You?
Especially from family. I was judged because they didn't really understand what was happening to me.
Mm.
They were just like, what was there? You can always have it again. It can always come again. You know, you can always put in more effort again. But nobody really understood.
Play down on it like not a big deal.
Not a big deal.
You can't tell how much a thing will affect a person, absolutely, especially what the love.
Absolutely.
So as partners, as members of family, you should understand that there is no yardstick of how people should take in pain,
yeah,
or how people should react,
yeah,
when they have a loss, whether it's by the property or an idea.
Mm.
And when it comes to ideas or efforts, when you lose an effort, people always play down, it's not a big deal. But it's a whole lot.
It is.
It's a whole lot, especially when it comes with intellectual property, it comes with creativity. It's a big deal. I think, sorry about that experience.
I mean,
but here you are.
We're right
strong
again.
And going.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, I mean, you want to share your experience also. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Are you there? Can you hear us? Are you there? Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Yeah, I want to be there now.
Okay.
It's not something serious, but I have no idea about it. I just need your advice. My wife is pregnant.
Okay.
And a colleague in the office gave birth on 6th Monday. So the UNICEF hospital, and she went there Thursday, they saw each other and they talked. But eventually the woman died Saturday night.
Wow.
So since yesterday when my wife had the news, she has not happy. She could not sleep over the night. And her mood is really affecting me. As I'm speaking with you now, she could not do anything. She can't sleep, she was just crying. Like it was like if something happened to her colleague and they are in the same hospital, what could happen and all. I don't know how to talk to her. I'm just, honestly, I'm just tired. I don't know how to talk to her. She has been crying about that.
Okay.
All right. Keep listening.
Keep listening. We can have your number. Can we
have your number?
Someone will get your number. Hang in there.
Someone get your number.
All right.
Please, someone gets his number. Great. You see that? That's it?
Wow.
Now he's in a situation where he needs to help the wife.
Help the wife. Because obviously she's
depressed. She's down right now. you know? And there are similar situations like, you can't tell what exactly will cause a person to go into depression.
Yeah.
It could be just something you see.
Mm.
It could be something you heard.
It starts from anxiety.
You start
from
thinking
anxiety,
and then...
Yeah.
Some people are depressed now because of the collapse building.
Yes.
They're facing a lot. All right.
Hello? Okay, do call us back, okay? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Okay, I'm hearing myself.
Absolutely.
0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. Do you have a family member who you might think it's possible that this person is undergoing or is depressed? How do you get to help such a person? Are you feeling depressed right now? Do you need help?
Yeah.
Share with us, how do you deal with depression, especially among family members?
That's right.
Hello?
More calls.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Welcome.
Morning. Thank you. My name is Stella.
Welcome, Stella.
I'm calling you from Okota.
Welcome.
Good to have you.
Yeah. You are talking about depression, Abby?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. I was depressed by my husband. I marry. I have like 4 children. 1 girl, 2 boys.
Okay.
But I'm deprived from seeing them for good 2 years now.
Wow.
He had a scandal. He chased me out of the house. And I don't have access to any child. To hear their voice, to see them, even to see them or to hear their voice, I can't. Not allowed.
Who had the scandal? Was it you or him?
No, it's him.
Okay.
It's him.
Okay.
Did
so,
you? When are you?
Now we are not together, and I've left him. I'm from Jos. I'm here in Lagos. I'm working as a house up here.
Okay.
In Lagos. Yes.
Okay. Do you want to see? I mean, I was going to ask that. Your separation, was it legal?
No, it's not legal. Legal as how? I don't understand, ma'am.
Are you separated or you're divorced?
We are divorced.
That's what I'm asking. That is, if that happened, it happens through the law. That is, did you have a lawyer?
No, I don't have any lawyer. It's okay. Me that I look for the divorce letter just for me to get rid of it. Okay. I try all I could for me to see, to even have the access to the children. He refused. Then my parents says that I shouldn't do that. Then I say, okay, let me go and have the divorce letter so that I will forget about it. I try. I was crying for almost 1 year. Wow. It was this 2021 that I just got myself comforted by my brother. He told me that that is not the end of life. Mm. Then what of had it been I'm dead? Who will see the children? Who will take care of the children? Mm. So I should just forget about everything. As far as the children, they are alive, I should just move on.
Mm.
So I picked that courage from there. I moved down here to Lagos. I'm working here as a household because I'm from Jos.
Mm. All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you for sharing. We appreciate. But I think.
Thank you, ma.
I think we said perhaps get her number. I think she has to take it up legally.
Yes.
She has to.
If
she feels that what is going on cannot be remedied or cannot be fixed between her and the husband, and that she has made up her mind that she's moving, and that she should do it properly so that they can have. Who has the custody
of the children? Because at the end of the day, they're your children, and they still would want to know who their mother is eventually.
That's right.
Right. But I mean, like, I like the part she mentioned. She had to take courage and move on with life.
What do you do when you're depressed and there's no help anywhere else? What do you do? How do you handle it? Do you just give up and say, "Well, I'm depressed. I'm gonna die now," or you like? You know, man up or woman up, and decide to face it and say, "Look, I'm going to take my life in my hands. I'm going to keep a positive mindset and then change the situation."
I also want to lay emphasis on the fact that, you know, because we're talking from the confines of family now, how that family members should understand when their sibling or their wife, their husband, whoever is experiencing a depression and know how to intervene rather than judging them.
We have that attitude of judging all the time.
Mm. Hello?
Hello?
Move away from your radio. Radio. Hello?
Hello?
All right. Hello? Not again.
Hello?
Hi.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
I want to remain anonymous.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. I just want to say that I was once depressed.
Okay.
Because of I had a very serious disappointment.
Okay.
But my family members helped me a lot, especially my brother's wife.
Hmm.
She gave me a listening ear. She cried with me. She made me to understand that that's not the end of the world.
Okay.
So especially, she was there for me, listening to me. So since that time, God helped me to come over that. But since that time, I've been trying. Anybody that has that trait or has any depression, I try to help the person by giving the person a listening ear instead of interrupting the person or even going forward.
Yeah.
Listen to the person.
Yeah.
Let the person bear out her mind, his or her mind, then you comfort the person.
Mm.
Maybe from there, the person will get him or herself. I've been trying that. So family has a very important role to play when one is depressed.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. For sharing.
Just nailed it.
Absolutely.
This will have a part two, right?
Absolutely, because in two minutes or so, we'll step aside for Power Solutions. So we'll have a part two of this conversation tomorrow.
Mm.
And of course, we're still talking, dealing with depression in families and how that family, we have a very huge role to play when it comes to this subject matter, depression, especially in the confines of our family.
That's right. And we'll find out more. We hope to also have a guest tomorrow, an expert join us tomorrow.
Absolutely.
So we'll be more time, an hour complete, nothing broken for that conversation. And we'll also have a small talk on that tomorrow. Do not forget that this is What's Up Lagos with the Techies.